Wow. I knew it was going to be bad, but this is... I'm so sorry. I can't believe they did this. This is criminal. What? You thought I'd be happy? How? I mean, I know we're sworn enemies, but this is your bakery. They've destroyed your bakery. I know this town takes gingerbread seriously, but this is ridiculous. This is insane. What? Sworn enemies. We are sworn enemies. Oh, I made you this. It's a cake. It's a I'm sorry they burnt down your bakery cake. Sorry I made the icing so fancy. I was trying to make you feel better, which is so dumb because... I am really sorry. Now, you know that baking is everything to me. It's my passion, it's my life, but I would never stoop this low. This is... I am so sorry. I can't believe they did this. I mean, I can believe it because they did it. They set fire to your bakery. They need to cancel the gingerbread war. No, they need to. This can't go on. What? Do you think I care about winning? I don't care about winning. All I cared about was beating you. And that doesn't sound good. Here, I made you some biscuits. They're not gingerbread. Because I thought you'd be off gingerbread, given the fire. Why are you looking at me like that? Can't your sworn enemy bring you baked goods to cheer you up after your bakery's been burnt down? I'm not your sworn enemy. Do you have another one? Are you cheating on me? Are you? Is there someone else? Is there another baker? Because I will. Cheating. I didn't say that. I mean, I did. Meringues? I made you some meringues. Italian and Swiss. Well, I was worried about you. Even though you're my sworn enemy. Do you have another enemy? I mean, is there? I mean, not that it matters. I don't care. It's just, I thought I was your sworn enemy, and I thought we, you know, thought we had something special, because we're sworn enemies, and I was going to beat you, but if you have another one, well, you don't. It's just me. It's not me. You don't have any enemies, but what about me? What about me? Aren't I your sworn enemy? The only one? You didn't see me as an enemy. Oh. Fruitcake? Not ice, just a fruitcake. It's got a lot of rum in it, though. So, I'm not your sworn enemy. That's good. That's really, good. It's just, So what? You think I don't like you? Are you serious? You think that I don't like you? Why would you think that I don't like you? Because I said I was your sworn enemy? What has that got to do with it? What? No! No! Apple turnover? Apple turnover. Oh, I've got apple strudel. Apple pie? I'm not trying to change the subject. I'm trying to bribe you with baked goods because my first plan didn't work. My first plan. Well, you see, I bake a lot. A whole lot. I bake all the time, and that means I don't really socialize. I'm not really a people person. I'm a biscuit person. Biscuits? Shortbread. But you're a really good baker. I mean, you're a fantastic baker. You are the best baker I have ever met. And you're gorgeous, and you're funny. And have I mentioned that you're a really good baker? And I like that. I really like that. But how do you approach a wonderful, gorgeous, funny baker when you have no people skills, just baking skills? You become their sworn enemy. Because, you know, enemies to lovers. It's a thing. It's totally a thing. I saw it on the internet. And that was my plan. And the gingerbread wars, that was perfect. That was perfect. I would beat you. I mean, I hoped I was going to beat you. It was a close thing because you are such a wonderful baker. And I don't exactly like gingerbread. In fact, I hate gingerbread. I have had so much gingerbread this last month. I hate gingerbread so much. But it was worth it because I really, really like you. But I wasn't counting on how crazy this town is about gingerbread. They take it so seriously. I mean, it's gingerbread. No one takes gingerbread this seriously. Only crazy people. The crazy people who burnt down your bakery. I didn't realize this was going to happen. I didn't think, you know, our rivalry, our, you know, my seduction of you through, you know, being your sworn enemy would result in people just going crazy. But it did! And they burnt down your bakery! They burnt down your bakery! How could they do that to you? How? It's insane. It's insane! And I... It's all my fault. It's all my fault because I was trying to court you by being your enemy. Which doesn't actually make any sense. It makes no sense! I'm sorry. Brownie? Blondie? Reddy? It's a red velvet brownie. Sorry. I just really like you. I really, really, really like you. I should have just told you. But we're sworn enemies. You're not my sworn enemy. You're my biggest fan. You're my biggest fan. You are my biggest fan. But you never tried my baking. You tried my baking. I mean, before I bought you all of these things. Fancy pan tart. You've tried my baking. Really? You, when? Because you never ordered from me, because I would know, because... What? No. Are you my mystery customer? Are you? You are, aren't you? I had to go ask twice because it's... You're my mystery customer. You're my number one customer. You are my biggest... One moment, please. The meringue pie? Apple pie? Have I already offered you apple pie? Pecan pie? Pumpkin pie? I have a lot of pies. Custard tart? Would you like a tart? I could be a tart. I mean, you're my number one fan. You're my number one customer. You're my mystery customer. And... Does that mean that you like me? My baking. Do you... You like me? Me? Not just my baking. You like me and my baking. You like my baking. You love my baking. Because you have ordered a lot of my baking. You. I love your baking. I really do. Oh, I've tried everything on your menu. Everything. I put on a disguise and I come to your shop. Yes, that's me. They weren't very good disguises, were they? You thought I was spying. I just wanted to see you and taste your baking. So we're not sworn enemies. In fact, I'm your biggest fan, and you're my biggest fan, and maybe. Well, I should warn you that I haven't done any research on this because I was really focused on the enemies to lovers, and this is, wow. Would you like to bake with me? You would? Would you like to make gingerbread with me? I do hate gingerbread. I absolutely loathe it. But look what they did to your bakery. Look what they did. They need to be punished. They need to be beaten. And we are going to beat them. You and me, in my bakery, we are going to create a wonderful gingerbread recipe. And we are going to thrash them. We are going to win the gingerbread wars. And then we're going to laugh at them. Then we're going to kiss. And it'll be romantic. I've done research on that. Well, I mean, I haven't done research on kissing. I mean, that would be I don't have anything else to distract you with. So, would you like to? I mean, I know my bakery isn't as good as your bakery because your bakery is, well, I mean, technically it is better than your bakery right now because your bakery is not really a bakery right now. Would you like to team up? And thrash them? And make them pay for what they've done? You would? Really? Wow. Oh, wait. Cheesecake! I got a cheesecake! I didn't know what would make you feel better, so I made a bit of everything. Did it work? It did? Really? You're not just saying that? Why would you just say that? Well, because you're my number one customer. My mystery customer, my number one fan, you are really nice, and you think I'm nice, but enemies to lovers. Wait, you think I'm nice? It worked. It didn't work because we were never enemies. I'm just really bad at dating people. Well, I can't disagree with that. So, wait. Are we dating? Wow. Opera cake. That's the last thing. I didn't bake anything else. I mean, I did make a chocolate bomb, but it's still setting. I mean, it might be set by now, but really the opera cake is the last one that I brought with me. Oh, I bought it on my trolley. Wow, we're dating. So how about it? Do you want to team up and thrash them? Just beat them into the ground with our wooden spoons. I mean, not. I mean, that's quite violent. But I mean, it's not like they don't deserve it. Because look what they did to your bakery! You're so sweet. Only you don't have any wooden spoons left because they're flammable. But I do. I have a lot of wooden spoons and I'll share everything with you. Everything. My kitchen, my measuring spoons, my ingredients, even my favourite biscuit mould. Because I really like you. And you're a wonderful baker and you're so gorgeous and so funny. Sorry. Would you I haven't got anything left. If you just tell me what you want, I'll go and bake it for you. Or we could bake it together. If you wanted to, I mean, because we don't have to, because... Really? Wow. This is a dream come true. You want to make gingerbread? Really? Have I ever tried your gingerbread? No. Because I hate it. I mean, I don't hate your gingerbread. I just hate all gingerbread. I'll probably like your gingerbread because I'm, you know, your biggest fan. So you want to go to my kitchen and bake gingerbread together. It's a date. I mean, it's not a date. Unless you have dates in your recipe, which would be, I mean, unusual. But I'm willing to give it a chance. Oh, you mean like a date. Good. So, should we leave all this here or do you want to take it back? Oh, okay. We can load up the trolley. And, actually, you might want to pack a bag. I mean, you can't stay here. And I've got a spare room. I mean, if you want to. Wow. I should warn you, I will make you breakfast. And lunch, and dinner, and snacks. Lots of snacks. Yay! So, let's load up the trolley. Ooh, wait. There's one more thing. Heart-shaped cake pop? Did you just go aw? Yay! Enemies to lovers! I mean, I don't know what to call it. Call it a love of gingerbread? Love? Oh boy.